Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. Alexandrina Maria da Costa, best known as Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar, was a Portuguese mystic and victim soul. Blessed Alexandrina of Balazar was beatified on April 25, 2004. Jesus chose Blessed Alexandrina to be his messenger for the Pope to consecrate the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. On July 30, 1935, Jesus made his first request in this regard. So Blessed Alexandrina wrote to Father Pinho on August 1st. In another letter of September 10th of that year, 1935, Blessed Alexandrina clarified what Jesus told her. The consecration will be made by the Holy Father in Rome, consecrating the whole world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and so will the priests in all the churches of the world, with the title of Queen of Heaven and Earth and Lady of Victory. My wishes will be fulfilled. In August 1936, since nothing had been done in a year in relation to the consecration of the world, Jesus ordered Blessed Alexandrina to write to the Pope so that the scourge of war, which was ravaging Spain, would not spread to the whole world. Then Father Pinho wrote to Cardinal Pacelli, future Pope Venerable Pius XII, who was Secretary of the Interior under Pope Pius IX. From Rome, they wrote to the Archbishop of Braga, in whose diocese Alexandrina was, to send information about her. Father Antonio was sent. Blessed Alexandrina says in her autobiography, on May 21, 1937, Father Antonio came. He had been sent by the Holy See to examine the case of the consecration of the world to Our Lady. Father Antonio was very impressed. Jesus continued speaking of the consecration on February 2, 1938. On April 25th, Jesus said, "Tell Father Pinho to write to the Pope. It is I who wish the consecration of the world to my Immaculate Mother, and I want the whole world to know the reason for this consecration. I want them to do penance and prayer. This is why I make you suffer. And you will have to suffer until the Pope makes the consecration." That same year, 1938, Father Pinho, giving a retreat to the bishops in Fatima, spoke to them of the advisability of consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and being unanimous in this idea, asked them to write to the Pope with a petition about this. On his account, Father Pinho wrote again another letter to Cardinal Pacelli, future Pope Venerable Pius XII, on the insistence of our Lord Jesus Christ. On October 3rd of that year, 1938, Blessed Alexandrina lives the Passion for the first time, and Jesus gives her to understand that this is proof that his desire for consecration of the world to Our Lady is authentic, promising that if the Pope does it, the Pope will go straight to heaven after his death without going through purgatory. On October 24th, 1938, Father Pinho wrote directly to Pope Pius XI. The result was a new investigation ordered by the Holy See. This time, the person in charge is Manuel Pereira, rector of the Braga Seminary, who visited Blessed Alexandrina on January 5, 1939. He was very impressed and went to Rome, from where he wrote to Blessed Alexandrina some letters, asking for prayers. The Archbishop of Braga responded to the Holy See in a letter dated February 24, 1939. On March 20th, 1939, Jesus told Blessed Alexandrina, "It is this Pope," referring to Pope Venerable Pius XII, "who will consecrate the world." But time passed and the Second World War began. Jesus kept asking for consecration to save the world from the ruins of war and give peace, conditioning the end of the Passion of Blessed Alexandrina on the consecration. On April 5th, 1941, in the middle of the Second World War, Jesus told Blessed Alexandrina, "Tell your spiritual father to write soon to the Holy Father that Jesus insists, that Jesus asks and orders that he consecrate the world to his Blessed Mother, that he consecrate the world quickly if he wants the war to end, to consecrate the world soon if he wants peace to come to the world. Father Pienhill wrote again directly to Pope Pius XII on July 31, 1941, and the Portuguese bishops also renewed the request they had already made in 1938. Again from Rome, they asked the Archbishop of Braga for information. The Archbishop responded with perplexity, saying that they were things that he had to take with caution without being easily believed. But in the end, the Pope made up his mind. Jesus had told Blessed Alexandrina that the consecration of the world to Our Lady would be made, and Blessed Alexandrina would not die before seeing it performed. In fact, on May 22, 1942, Jesus was saying to Blessed Alexandrina, "Glory, glory, glory to Jesus, honor and glory to Mary. What happiness and what joy for the world to be consecrated and to belong more than ever to the Mother of Jesus. Everyone belongs to the heart of Jesus, and everything will belong to the Immaculate Heart of Mary." Pope Venerable Pius XII consecrated the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary on October 31, 1942, in Portuguese from Rome, and repeated it on December 8th in Italian. When Pope Venerable Pius XII was consecrating the world to our Mother, the Virgin Mary, the Pope used the expressions, "To your Immaculate Heart, O our Mother and Queen of the World." It is interesting to note that Pope Venerable Pius XII himself instituted the Feast of Queen of Heaven on August 22nd. It is important to note that, already in 1917, Our Mother the Virgin Mary had told Lucia of Fatima about the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart. In the apparition of July 13, 1917, Mary said to Lucia, "I will come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart." Here, Our Mother the Virgin Mary says, "I will come to ask." This happened when Lucia was a religious of the Sisters of St. Dorothy, and Lucia was in Tui, Spain. On June 13, 1929, Our Lady appeared to her and said, "The moment has come when God asks the Holy Father to make, in union with all the bishops of the world, the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart, promising to save through this consecration." In the Fatima petition, Our Mother the Virgin Mary speaks of the consecration of Russia, and not the entire world, asking that it be done in union with all the bishops of the world, which was not done. However, the Pope somehow wanted to include Russia in the consecration of 1942 by saying that he consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary the Holy Church, the whole world, and the separate countries, especially those where there was no home, where the image of the Mother of Mercy was not honored. In fact, the consecration, especially of Russia, in union with all the bishops of the world, was made by Pope St. John Paul II on March 25, 1984, in the Vatican Basilica in Rome. But Blessed Alexandrina was the messenger of Jesus for the consecration of the whole world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary in 1942. Jesus desires so much the salvation of souls that he proposes through Blessed Alexandrina a very easy and simple way to save sinners. He says to her, "My daughter, my wife, make me beloved, consoled, and repaired in the Eucharist, and say in my name that I promise heaven to all those who receive Holy Communion well, with sincere humility, with fervor and love, the first Thursday of six consecutive months, and are before the tabernacle for an hour of adoration." This promise is similar to the one that Jesus gave to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque when Jesus told her, "I promise you in the excessive mercy of my heart that my omnipotent love will grant to all who take communion on the first Friday of the month for nine consecutive months the grace of penance. They will not die in my misery, nor without having received the sacraments." Or the one that Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, promised to Lucia of Fatima on December 10, 1925. "Tell all those who for 5 months on the first Saturday go to confession, receive communion, pray the Holy Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes, meditating on the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. I promise to assist them at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation." Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.